WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
While the internet is melting down, certain things. We're here live to talk professional wrestling, sports, entertainment, Monday Night Raw. It's the Raw Post Show. The go home to WrestleMania Backlash this Sunday, live on Peacock and the WWE Network. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And no, we're not talking about the Sixers. No. You can also use credit code Rocket.
Did they lose?
You can use credit code RocketSock and Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop. Also, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the button below the screen. I'm Sir Rockin. That's the birthday girl herself, Lindsay Ward.
Hey! My Twitter feed is very weird at the moment because it's a combination of political stuff, the Met Gala, and wrestling. It's a very odd experience right now. I have to throw that out there because it's weird. But yes, this was Monday Night Raw. This was kind of a weird show. It had a weird vibe to it.
It had a little bit of a weird vibe to it. It started out with the head of the table, Roman Reigns, and his bloodline coming out to the ring for an acknowledgement. Before the crowd on hand could acknowledge Roman Reigns, RK-Bro came out of nowhere with a double RKO, and Randy's all excited. The crowd's hot and heated and ready for things. And he calls Drew McIntyre. He's like, he waves down to the come on, someone come out. And it's Drew McIntyre. He's like, oh, cool, Drew's going to get right in the ring.
I would like to thank WWE for sending Drew McIntyre with his big sword to me on my birthday. Thank you.
But he took his time.
Because it's my birthday.
But he took his time to get to the ring. It's like,
he had to saunter with his big sword, Rock. Giving everybody a show.
Yeah, but when Randy and Riddle come out of nowhere, it's like, you figured you would be.
That's Randy and Riddle. Nobody's necessarily there to see them. They are there to see Drew saunter to the ring in his man panties with his big sword. Okay?
Then he went one-on-one with Roman Reigns. The Usos got back involved. RKO got involved again. And they all had to be pulled apart. It was a good opening segment. Drew just took too long to get to the ring.
This is good. I like this. I like how they're building this up. This is obviously for the go-home for WrestleMania Backlash, where you have the six-man tag. I'm sure it will continue on SmackDown.
It will. They made it clear all six men will be under the same roof this Friday on SmackDown. It's like, oh, that's where the follow-up to that angle is going to be. It's going to be on SmackDown, not here on the show.
Continuity.
It's like, oh, okay.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's fine. It worked. They all just came back from overseas, so that, you know, might as well put them to use tonight.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was good.
It was good. Earlier today, we saw Ezekiel talking with the Street Profits. They were toasting. Gable, Otis, and Kevin appeared, still trying to call him a fraud and a liar. Led to a six-man tag team match featuring the Alpha Academy. Kevin Owens taking on the Street Profits and Ezekiel, with Kevin Owens And the Alpha Academy getting the win.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't feel negatively about this, but I'm not sure I like it all the way.
I'm liking Kevin and Gable together.
I like Kevin and Gable together. I don't know how I feel about the whole Ezekiel thing. Like, it was a cute cover to start, but I don't know. Like, I have to see how this kind of plays out before I can render a decision. Like, I don't entirely hate it, but I don't necessarily like it. Like, it's not a must-see thing for me, so I'm waiting for them to kind of do a little bit more.
Yeah. Veer Mahan beat Bert Hansen. Bert Hansen was interviewed in the ring beforehand. It's like, I signed up for this, Jeff, it was my dream to wrestle on Raw, and I got my ass kicked in 90 seconds.
Basically.
AJ Styles was interviewed beforehand talking about stuff that happened at WrestleMania, about how he almost had Edge beat, but there was a distraction. So that's why tonight, when AJ Styles battles Damian Priest, it will be to determine if Damian Priest is banned from ringside at WrestleMania Backlash. And before we got there, we had Judgment Day with Edge and Damian Priest come to the ring. He said the fans can't probably stand them right now, and or even stand to look at themselves in the mirror because they don't like him very much anymore. They despise him because, you know, if you look in the mirror, it would make them look sick, or at least it should. You know, talked about how the Greensboro people can't count high enough, and the sports team would be lemmings and all these little things. And finally, AJ Styles would interrupt. We got to the match, AJ Styles and Damian Priest, which saw AJ Styles get the win, which means Damian Priest will be banned from ringside on Sunday. But Edge was not happy about it. They took the attack on AJ, which brought out Finn Balor to make the save.
Gee, it's like they were listening to WTR Live last night.
You mean how I talked about how they should be a team? Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's almost like somebody here could be, I don't know, a mole?
That's
it. Is that a thing?
Is that still a thing?
But yeah, no, this was good. I liked this. I liked how they did
this. The match was really good.
Yeah, the match was fantastic, which you wouldn't expect anything less, considering who was in the ring. But yeah, this was very good. I liked this.
So we also had on this show Miz TV with Mustafa Ali. And we had some microphone issues where, you know, the mic wasn't working, so he couldn't talk. And he talked about how Miz advised him not to go on Twitter to complain. So we're all bringing in all the real things about all the shots and everything like that. Ali said Miz can always complain about the two officials when things don't go his way. But Ali could always rely on the fan. And Miz mocked him a little bit more. Miz got the work and told Ali that he would have to live to regret everything. This brought out Austin Theory. He informed them that Ali's win over Miz was stricken for the record per Mr. McMahon. Theory told Ali that he's done nothing. Ali's like, you guys talk too much. He said he wants a U.S. title match and was willing to fight for it. And Theory's, you know, said, well, no, because it's a 2-on-1 handicap match between Theory and the Miz taking on Mustafa Ali, with Miz and Theory getting the win. They're still doing stuff with them. That's good. Moving on, we're eventually going to get Ali and Theory in a match, which will be really good. By the way, if you would like ad-free viewing of any content here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, subscribe with Twitch Prime. It's that simple.
It's that simple?
It is that simple. Earlier today, though, we had a segment backstage with Dana Brooke, Reggie, R-Truth, Tamina, and Akira Tozawa, and they're all bickering and everything like that, and, you know, the marriages aren't, I think Reggie wanted to go on a honeymoon or something like that, and Dana's like, no, and I have no idea what Tamina and Akira Tozawa are doing, but that's beside the point. Nikki Ash rolled up, pinned Dana Brooke, won the 24/7 title, and Nikki ran away, and Dana's all upset, and if she wants her, she demanded Reggie get her a rematch, which he was able to do for her. It was Dana and Nikki. Dana got the win. Then many people decided to you know, get involved and you know, all those things. And by the end of it, Dana Brooke's like, I want a divorce. Then later, R-Truth is backstage talking to Reggie, and, you know, talks about how, you know, he's a divorce consultant and whatever, and, you know, you have a prenup? Reggie's like, oh, I can help. I can help. I'm a squire and everything. So more shenanigans there. It was things.
It was things.
It was things. We're going to find out maybe they were never actually legally married and all these things. And
I feel like, yeah, it's going to come out that basically Truth is not certified in anything, and they were never actually really married, although I'm kind of sitting here the whole time that this is going off, and I'm like, do they ever even, like, consummate the relationship? Because you could probably just go get that shit annulled. If you really wanted to. Like, hey, look, this is a publicity stunt. Can we just undo this? Yeah.
But, Lindsay, today is your birthday, right?
Today is my birthday.
It's The Rock's birthday. It's Pat McAfee's birthday.
It's a good day. It's the most electrifying day.
But you know what also today is? Or tonight tonight is? It's Seth Rollins Appreciation Night.
I mean, no complaints.
He came out and, you know, it was time to celebrate someone underappreciated like him. He called himself all these things. Something about sexual something or other. Trendsetters, whatever it was. He stands in a spotlight, soaking in the boos or the cheers as he hoped for, and we won Cody Chance. And then he was trying to throw it to a video package, but it was Cody Rhodes himself instead. Cody's like, I know you want your flowers, you want me to give you credit. Congratulations, Seth Rollins, he says. However, Rollins also wanted to know why Rollins seemed to be unraveling at the seams. Was it because I beat you at WrestleMania? Is that getting under your skin? He said he's been nothing but professional since returning, even after Rollins shoved him off the top rope, but he had a feeling that Rollins was about to cross a line he shouldn't. Rhodes admitted that Rollins was one of the best superstars over the past 20 years, but he was also one of the most delusional superstars. Rollins mentioned how great Dusty Rhodes was, but he was delusional just like Cody. Dusty wanted to be WWE champion, but he wasn't good enough, and as long as Rollins was here, Cody wasn't good enough either. Rollins goes for Rhodes, they go back and forth, Cody hits the Cody cutter, and Seth Rollins bails out. There was also like a Johnny Polo reference about the way he dresses, so that got Twitter all excited. For those who don't know who Johnny Polo was, he was a manager in WWE back in the early 90s, who was also Raven. But before he was Raven, he was Johnny Polo, which was he managed the Quebecers. It was fun. He was actually a very fun manager.
I bet.
Back in the day, and before he became Raven, he was like Scotty Flamingo and whatever it was, and then he became Johnny Polo in WWF. And yeah, anyway, that's the backstory on that. Then okay, I know Twitter like this, right? I'm not a fan. Bobby Lashley's new entrance on the pedestal.
It was a little
much.
I don't even want to say it was much. Like, I just want to say it was a little odd. Like, I think, and I said this to you privately, is I think they saw the reaction to Cody's entrance, and it's very reminiscent of how Cody does his entrance. In the sense that you have the really tight shot, and you have, you pan up Bobby, and he's standing there on the pedestal, and he does his points, and you get pyro, and then you get, like, him crossing his arms, looking all tough. Like, it's just, it's...
You know what it reminded me of? A poor man's Bobby Roode entrance.
Yeah, he didn't spin.
Yeah.
Like, you could have given him Bobby Roode's spin entrance, and it would have been fine, but I don't mind it. It's just a little, it's like, why is he, I mean, he's the almighty, so I guess he's on a pedestal because he's the almighty in quotations, but it's just, they tried a thing. I don't know how successful it was, but they tried something, so bravo.
Anyway, Bobby Lashley beat Cedric Alexander. You had MVP, and Omos watching on, MVP was mocking him, trying to distract him the entire time, but it was not much of a distraction. Cedric tried to step up earlier, and then we saw where it got him. So, earlier in the evening, Mr. Pierce informed Sonya Deville that tonight she was not an executive, she was a competitor. She had no power whatsoever, and that she would be in the main event tonight in a 6-person tag team action.
I feel like this is going to come back and bite her in the butt.
As we got there along the way, we heard from Becky Lynch. She said she handed Asuka the championship and told her to be a warrior while she wanted to be a mother. Lynch then held up her end of the bargain, but Asuka didn't hold up hers. So as soon as Lynch returned, Asuka vanished. Now it's time for her to put an end to Asuka. There was that. We had Liv talking about how she and Rhea were a great tag team, but Rhea thought she was a disappointment. Liv figured that Ripley was just really disappointed in herself, and she was going to take blame for Ripley's problems and wasn't going to take another beating from her. So that all led to the main event, Bianca Belair, Asuka, and Liv Morgan taking on Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, and Sonya Deville in a really good women's main event, which saw Liv get the win by pinning
Rhea. So Liv gets a little bit of revenge on Rhea. This was very good.
Entertaining. It was a really good main event.
I'm kind of sorry that the women are not going to be involved in Backlash at all, but I understand that they're focusing on specific things for WrestleMania Backlash, and you can continue the women on after that. But yeah, this was excellent, and I'm happy that they got the main event and they got, you know, featured and all the things. So yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, because we're building Becky and Asuka as a feud match, and we're still looking for Bianca's really big next challenger. So it's understandable that they're not on the show in some form, and maybe they will be, and we'll figure it out. Maybe we get Rhea and Liv at it as a last minute match. We'll see. But Charlotte and Ronda will hold it down for the women, for the SmackDown Women's title, and in the main, and probably may should be the main event if there's no titles at stake for the men's on the top end of it. So I would close with Ronda and Charlotte, but we'll talk about more of that at a later date. But that was Raw.
This was a good show, but like I said, this show had a very strange sort of energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little odd. It felt a little off. I think it kind of drug at times, but I didn't mind it.
It was fine. It was a fine show. It's not as hard as it was to watch as it was before through the pandemic times. We're in a lot better spot.
We are.
It's a very consistent show right now. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Programming reminder, there is no episode of The Rack this Thursday because we're going live Friday.
That's right, because Thursday is Cinco de Mayo and I'm going to go do things on Cinco de Mayo, namely I'm going to get drunk. So, because it is not advisable for me to be talking wrestling on the internet while wasted, we are moving the show to Friday where we will be talking wrestling and I will be sober. So yeah. Ding, it's Friday nights, The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. Before that, we'll be Four Night with Friends. Sunday, WTF Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, World Review, WrestleMania Backlash, probably around 11 p.m. Eastern. Once the show ends, they will be live to cover it all. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have the Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. It's free that way. It's simple and easy. Do all the things. You can support us. Yeah. Also, to support us, you can use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my YouTube channel, YouTube.com. LynnsWard.RockRadioShow.com or look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTubes. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, and use the creator code. I would appreciate it because I stream Genshin Impact and probably more Fortnite. I will definitely have fun. I don't know if I'm going to get shit-faced, but I'm definitely going to have fun.
She likes to have a good time.
I will be drinking and eating good food and seeing fun people, and yeah, it'll be a good time.
So this has been the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio. We'll see you Friday night for the special edition of Rock, and right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211.
WildTalkRadio.com.